Well, obviously it's a loss for our team in terms of the quality player being available for us, but we just have to move on. So our plans are to continue to try to figure out how this line is going to fall out, who's going to be where, and we'll probably try some different combinations to get there. And hopefully, you know, as has to happen, if a team is going to make a move, perhaps somebody that we really didn't count on originally because of the number of reps they're going to get will benefit by that.
What do you think of Eric Flowers' left
side? I thought he was a heck of a football player or he wouldn't be here. Outstanding feet. Nifty for, you know, a big man. Yes. All of the above.
Most people thought that at the time he might be a left tackle, but he might be too much right.
I don't subscribe to that. What people think, what they say. He's our kid. He's an outstanding young player. He's going to do nothing but get better. Sure, there's going to be things that happen to him that haven't happened before. We know there's a couple of things we need to clarify and work on him, but he'll work. He'll work.
Ayers looked like
he hurt his ankle and his knee. But we don't know too much about it except for it seems like the ankle right now, but wouldn't say anything until we get the...
Through the last 4 years, you guys kind of have a serious injury in this spring practice period. Have you adjusted anything for that, or do you look at them as just freak things? Or?
Well, when you take the field, okay, just like when you walk across the street, you don't expect anything to happen. It's under control. There are no pads on. It was the first play, and he, for some reason, he went low and got pushed down into the ground, and how he did that, I'm not exactly sure. But this is a time when if you really understand what phase three is, which they've been told, there's not any live contact, and they have to play with their hands and their feet. So I'm disappointed in that, but I'm hoping that what it turns out to be is not serious. We'll see.
Weight room injuries, those are just things that are just going to happen sometimes. When we talk about, obviously, Will was
Well, he was trying to get better. What he was trying to do is get stronger, which I think our team has to do, and I've said that, okay? So he was working with a X amount of weight. I'm not going to tell you what it was. And he was in the middle of a second rep when this unfortunate thing happened. Why it happened, who knows? But it is most unfortunate.
Do you look into that? I know you guys you usually say you look into everything. Is that something you can look into, or is it something?
Yeah, we can do that, and we've talked about that, made some adjustments.
How would you characterize Pugh at guard? As an experiment, or as something more permanent than that?
Well, I think it's an attempt, again, to take advantage of a very versatile, gifted athlete. And I guess experiment would be a word that you could say because he hasn't played there. But, you know, he went there. We moved him there with full intent that he would be able to play there. Now, do we have to take another look? Perhaps. Perhaps.
Was that done?
But I'm not going to say that. Was what done?
Sorry. Prior to Beatty's injury, was that decision already made on your end to move Pugh to left?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So it hadn't already
He was out there. Done. Yeah, he was playing it.
Yeah. What do you say to the notion that just looking at this right now, the only thing that could really hold back your offense from being explosive is the play of the offensive line?
Well, having said that, I mean, I don't think that'll be the case. 28 sacks, I mean, if that's the case, then we'll coach them up and they'll play and they'll play well. You know, I really believe that. But there are a lot of pieces, as you well know, and there's nothing to be assumed about anything. A lot of things have to happen to get right back to where, or above where we, obviously, where we played last year wasn't good enough. Who asked?
Is there something with Devon Kennard? He didn't seem to be out there.
He's got
he was out there, but he did.
A little bit of an ankle.
What about Burhey?
Who?
Burhey.
Yeah, you know what? He was out here a week ago, and he had a little knot in his calf that came about after his work, so they're just holding him.
Tom, has anyone communicated with JPP?
Yes.
you anticipate him for the mandatory stuff?
I do.
Okay.
How about Victor? He looked like he was doing some...
Yeah, he's progressed. You know, he's beyond the straight-ahead stuff. He's starting to maneuver and cut. He's coming along well.
Are you just hopeful that JPP will be here, or has he communicated that to you? He intends to be here?
What was the question that was asked of me? Do I expect him to be here? And I said yes. That's all I know.
Is that based on
It's not hopeful. It's not. I expect him to be here. Now, could it be that he won't be here? That could happen. Sure. That could happen.
What's the goal on the defensive side here? These OTAs, what you're trying to do? You're obviously trying to, is it install an entirely new defense, or kind of take what Steve does and meld it with what you had before?
The goal is to, what new terminology there is, what new identification, the whatever aspect of the defense, which it may be something that we've done before, but the name may have been changed, is to introduce all of these things to them, to allow for Steve, for example, to get to work with all these players and then have good impact in how we, how we use them. So it's a good period of time for Steve to get to know our players and for our players to be introduced to the terminology that we will use this year.
Do you see any sort of similarities to last year with what you did with your offense and try and build it up sort of the same way? I know there's a different process, probably offense and defense, but do you sort of go about it the same way?
Building the defense?
In regards to building it up of, you know, each step of, okay, you know, adding more plays or adding more formations.
Well, you got to start somewhere, and we're introducing as much as we can in the spring. And the fall will continue to come back with a microscope this time and add whatever we think we need to go out and defend.
Okay.